It allows employers to take on people who have been on the live register for 6 months and not pay employers' PRSI, which can be up to 10.75%.
So are there other examples of schemes like this that companies are not aware of, but that tax specialists like yourself can advise them about?
Well, in the case of employment incentives, that's the biggest incentive. There is a particular incentive that a lot of people aren't necessarily aware of at the moment as well, and it has been around for a number of years. And it'll cater for many people who are being made redundant, for example, or who are finishing up with their particular employer. It's known as the Seed Capital Incentive Scheme, and it allows people to start up their own business and depending on the nature of the business, they can obtain refunds from the revenue commissioners going back a number of years based on their investment into their new business.
You also mentioned that part of the advice that you can provide as well to businesses is how to structure things in such a way as to protect themselves in the case of perhaps particular areas of the business failing, that it doesn't have implications perhaps for the wider business.
Yeah.
What kind of ways can companies do that?
Well, if you look, for example, with all the property businesses that have failed in the last couple of years, they have failed because they may have concentrated too many business activities in one limited liability company, for example. You could have a number of different activities in one company and you could have excess borrowings. You can separate out those activities into different limited companies and you can carefully structure your borrowings such that you can insulate one particular business activity from another and you can minimise business risk along those lines.
Now, as we mentioned in part one of the programme, Mark, the budget is upon us. People are starting to submit their pre-budget submissions and things like that. Are there, in your opinion, some tax incentives that are likely to change in the upcoming budget? And are there ones perhaps that the government might be likely to introduce in order to try and steer the economy in a desirable direction?
There are incentives in the tax code at the moment that have been highlighted for change in the Commission on Taxation report, such as in the area of capital gains tax, where people want to transfer their businesses to their family. There's reliefs known as retirement relief. They have been flagged up for change. And in the area of capital acquisitions tax, which covers both gifts and inheritances, there are changes highlighted there as well, such as business relief and agricultural property relief.
And what kind of changes are we talking about? Is it going to be more difficult? Or
changes that could actually reduce the level of relief that is available to people disposing of their businesses or recipients of a business by way of gift. It could effectively increase your tax liability depending on the situation.
So if you're in that situation thinking perhaps of handing on a business to the next generation, it might be worth getting some advice and looking into that.
You'll always tend to find that there is an increased level of activity in the run-up to budget day.
Now, we were talking earlier, Mark, about tourism and, of course, one of the recent tax changes in relation to the hospitality industry and the tourism industry, which was flagged by the government, was the VAT reduction in relation to, coffee shops, restaurants, tourism products, and admission fees and things like that. But again, you, with your eye on the tax code and on the tax regime, have pointed something out to me earlier on as well, which is that there were also some changes made recently which have negative implications for some heritage sites in particular.
Yes. In August, the Revenue Commissioners issued a notice on their website which effectively stated that the VAT treatment of entrance fees to historic houses and gardens and certain other admissions to property was no longer going to benefit from a VAT exemption. Now, what that meant was that businesses who are receiving admission fees, let's say, for example, if you think about Alloway Caves or Burn Forts, which is close enough to Alloway Caves, they were receiving admission income which was VAT free
because it was a heritage site.
Yes, because it was treated as a heritage site. Now, in August, the Revenue Commissioners issued a notice which stated that that was no longer going to be the case, that such businesses were going to have to incur a VAT liability of 9%. And that will increase to 13.5% in 2013 or 2014. Now, it's ironic that they introduced a VAT reduction from 13.5% to 9%, but they gave it in one hand, but they took it away in the other.